Oh man, I think it's big. I might do it every year, just not this year. It's huge. Just getting back into the flow of things, getting moving. I had a couple MAs, but it's out here in rookie camp, so it's just getting back acclimated with get the veteran guys coming in and the big one. Then you know I'll be ready to go. You know, John Beeson even said, you know, he getting his legs back under him, so he'll already be ready for camp. When the guys get back, they'll be in our position. So I'm just trying to, you know, take in as much as I can and knowing everything, refreshing my memory with, you know, all the calls because there's a lot of them. So a couple MAs out here today, but, you know, it's getting better.
I think just getting more camaraderie with the players and getting your reps in with the coaches and just, you know, each day you can have out here and get a little bit more work in is so valuable, especially as a rookie who's trying to catch up and be on the same level as all the veterans. Each day is so important that we can get ahead.
So what have you heard about it for as far as what's to come in Spartanburg and what to expect from the older guys, anything?
A lot of heat when it comes to the weather. I've heard a lot of that. You know, it's just a new pace. It's all football. You know, it's all football all the time, and that's the way that we want it. You know, just in general, it's very businesslike, and you have to be professional about it, so I look forward to the chance to do that.
I was really fired up about that. I think what happened today and on Tuesday and Monday really is kind of a precursor to what I'm hoping we can get as we get into training camp. It's a great opportunity for the young guys to show what they have and what they've retained and what they need to learn. It was good to see our quarterbacks get in and get loosened up and get into things. And it was good for us to see those guys that were coming off of injury reserve, that were coming off of missing OTAs and minicamp. I mean, I looked out there and I saw that there were six guys on the defensive side that were out here that are potential starters. And then you throw in the mix, you know, Luke Kuechly, and you feel really good about the fact that Thomas Davis, John Beeson were out there working with Luke.